California state officials grill Tesla over employee safety report. By Lucas Nolan on November 16, 2018. California officials reportedly grilled Tesla's top safety executive over a recent report which made a number of worrying claims about Tesla's treatment of injured staff. Revel News reports that following the publication of a report which made a number of worrying claims about Tesla's treatment of injured staff, California officials are investigating the company's practices. The state officials have reportedly already questioned Tesla's top safety executive, Lori Shelby, who acts as the company's vice president for environment, health, and safety. Reveal News claimed in a recent report that at Tesla, workers are expressly forbidden to call 911 in the event of a factory injury without company permission. Instead, company doctors inspect the workers' injuries and in many cases allegedly have the worker sent to a local hospital via Lyft ride-sharing. This is the experience that one employee reportedly faced when their finger was severed while working at the company. Injured employees have reportedly often been sent back to work with no modifications to their work schedule whatsoever following visits to the on-site medical center. According to former clinic employees in medical records, some of these employees could barely walk when they were ordered to return to the assembly line. Anna Watson, a physician assistant who worked at Tesla's clinic for 3 weeks in August, commented on the facility stating, "The goal of the clinic was to keep as many patients off of the books as possible." Watson, who has been working as a medical professional for nearly 20 years, said that she had never seen anything like what was happening at the electric car manufacturer. Steve Juarez, a Californian deputy state treasurer, stated, "I have to tell you, I feel personally that it's necessary for us to do a little more digging before we'd be in the position to make any further allegations. It's very serious allegations that have been made in that article, and we need to get to the bottom of it." Shelby outright denied the claims made in the article, stating, "The article is false and it's also disingenuous. There is no intentional, no underreporting of injuries. It's just not who we are. And I'm a transparent leader, and it will never occur. And Elon wouldn't stand for it either. Nobody at Tesla gets anything for having injury rates go down." Shelby added, "Tesla's new clinic offers more specialized on-site care, and it's staffed by 3 full-time physicians." Michael Picker, president of the California Public Utilities Commission, requested further data about the areas of the Tesla factory where injuries are most likely to occur so that he could evaluate the progress made on these areas. Picker worried that such information was not being passed along to Tesla's board. "I'm worried that there's not people paying attention to that at the highest levels," he said. Read the full report by Reveal News here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship. Follow him on Twitter at LucasNolan_ or email him at lnolan@breitbart.com.